I'd also like to guest from the official opposition to the NDP join us here in the Trending 55 hot seat. Please be joined on the line right now by Julie Hayter. She is the critic for Status of Women and also the MLA for Calgary Edge. Well, I guess, first of all, Julie, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you so much for having me today, Kyle.
Our main thing we want to talk about here is actually a story that we've been following here locally for the past little bit. The Peace Regional Women's Shelter encountered a problem with black mold in the building, so they really, over the past little bit, haven't been able to actually function as a shelter in that sense. I guess, first of all, kind of your thoughts on kind of what's happening here with that.
Well, it's truly heartbreaking to hear that the women's shelter there in Peace River is turning away adults, and they're having to turn away children that are trying to escape domestic violence because of the discovery of the black mold in their building.
And I know lately the staff of the women's shelter, they've been going out around to some of the different municipalities in the region trying to get more funding to help deal with the issue so they can open up sooner. Now, there is also some funding potentially from the province, but what are kind of some things that you're hoping to see happen on that front?
Well, I think that right now, you know, the women's shelter shouldn't be having to go out asking local counties to be making these payments or, you know, even asking for assistance. I think if this falls on the shoulders of the UCP government. You know, after talking with the Alberta Women's Shelter Coalition, they've even said that, you know, they've requested $10 million a year for funding, and that's just for the basics. And the UCP fund, UCP's already said that they'll, you know, they'll do $10 million over 4 years. So it's 25% of what's needed. And I think that what we're seeing with Peace River is just the beginning of the iceberg of what we're going to be seeing across our province.
And do you think that some of the funding issues for women's shelters are particularly felt bigger in rural areas where, you know, sometimes there's, you know, kind of more distances you have to cover and those kinds of things?
Oh, I think it's being felt throughout the whole entire province. But yes, when you have with the rural, you're looking now at having to travel and sending women that, you know, their homes are in Peace River and having to send them outside, you know, and driving and having to resettle in new places, which makes it difficult when you've got children that could be in school. So, you know, going back and forth to get those children into their classrooms.
And do you think that there's a kind of a fear with just obviously what we're seeing at Peace River lately, that more shelters could be affected in the next little bit with some of the funding issues we've talked about here?
Oh, 100%. None of our shelters are being funded properly. So let alone, you know, making sure that we've got good counselors and food and basic needs being met, we're also now having to look at infrastructure and what's happening in the buildings.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 hot seat, we'll stick to throw in a little personal question as well. Now, we are just starting the new year. Some people have their different New Year's resolutions. What about you? Are you one of those New Year's resolutions people? And if so, what is the resolution for you?
Oh, that's an awesome question. One of the things I think I would have to say that I truly enjoyed just time with my family over the holidays, which gave me a bit of reflection just to make sure that I am making, you know, extra diligent time with my children as well as my dog.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a good time there. Julie Hayter, the NDP critic for Status of Women and the MLA for Calgary Edgemont, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.